Hello and
welcome to Hi Ideas.
I'm Sharmosa
and I'm Amari Indigo. Welcome back.
Yeah, we have special guests, Iman.
DY, here you are again.
Say hi.
What up, y'all? This is Amari.
We also have another special guest. We'll let him introduce himself.
Apparently, I'm Peixi.
Can we call you apparently or just Peixi?
Either or.
Okay. We'll see how saucy we're feeling.
Yeah, well, we should probably get to smoking. We got a blunt today, y'all.
Yeah.
So for our blunt smokers out there, this one's for you. Let's do this.
I'll let you start that one.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Mari's gonna start that. So we just got back from skating again. And our skate squad, I think, is growing because we've got little Peixe, who's here. He wasn't skating, but he could be our mascot. He could be, like...
Are you gonna dress him up as a burrito?
I mean, we could.
And then, like, just skate after him, like, with like...
And he'll have to evade our attacks.
That's what,
what is this?
It's an attack.
What are you training martial arts for if you can't avoid a skate team trying to assassinate you?
That's parkour.
While you're dressed
as a burrito.
If
I'm training martial arts, I'd be attacking you as you're attacking me.
Well, we can do that too. That'd be more of like a skating Thunderdome.
I feel like I'd have an advantage because I didn't have wheels on my feet.
Would that really be an advantage, though?
It would for me.
But Matt was also skating with us. He skates properly, right? He's like
a proper skater.
He's
in roller derby.
Yeah.
He was one of the bacon people.
Oh yeah, yeah. He was
one of the people I met with the bacon plate.
Did we tell the
episode
bacon?
One?
Oh, we did tell the bacon plate.
Yeah, episode
story.
One, I believe. That.
So if you remember back to episode one, when Amari gave people bacon.
Yeah, and also when I had that idea that you thought was terrible. The herbal tea sprays. You didn't say that. You just were completely silent. And I was like, uh-oh. She's quiet. That means she doesn't like it. But yeah, he was the one who, you know, gave me that spray to spray my pads that, like, so they didn't smell like sweat.
Herbal
know?
Tea spray.
Yeah, the peppermint spray or whatever. Dude, this blunt doesn't want to stay lit, so hold up. What's going on here?
Oh, no.
I feel like I...
Do we need to break it open?
Ah, here we go. Now I got it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that tastes so good.
Mm. It's been a minute since I've smoked a blunt.
That shan't last very long. It's gonna be okay.
It's only burning on one side.
You got this. Yeah, see, we usually smoke out of a bowl, but today we're doing the blunt. I don't know, it's like a different experience. Sometimes we do the joints, occasionally, when we're feeling frisky. One of these days we're gonna get in there with, like, I don't know, I'm getting my bong back.
Oh, hell no.
One day. You're not gonna do a bong, but I'll do them. I'll fucking do bong rips all day long. What? Think I won't?
No one said they thought you wouldn't.
That's what I thought, too. Nobody's going to say that. Nobody's going to say I wouldn't do that.
Different, something new might happen.
Something new.
Definitely something new might happen. You know, if I took a bong hit, though, I'd probably be like, all right, I'm good for the night. And
what
I
about
would...
a vapor?
Vape could probably be okay. I'd be fine. You got one?
A gravity bong.
No, fuck no.
Oh, shit.
The last time I took a gravity bong hit, I was in someone else's apartment that I didn't know very well, and her roommate walked into the bathroom, and I was just chilling there, like, all my clothes on in the bathtub. There's no water in it, but I'm just like, yeah, I just need to be here for, like, the next hour.
Because
I just had a gravity bong hit. Can't handle it.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I remember when I was in Portland, the worst part is... When I would get drunk and then I'd go over to my friend's house and they were in a band and they were like a pretty well established band, so they had really good weed. I don't know, I think that's a thing. But
the better,
like,
your band is, the better your weed
gets.
Yeah,
the better your band, or like, yeah, totally. But their weed was so good, and I had known this because I had been over there before and smoked with them, and every fucking time I smoked there, I got the spins. Every time. And I should have learned my lesson, but I didn't, because I was like, oh, but their weed is really good, but I didn't realize, like, if I have more than three drinks, and then I try to smoke weed, I get the spins and I puke. That's it. That's how I roll. Like, I hate it. It sucks. But I know myself. So,
mm-hmm.
I usually don't smoke weed after I've been drinking. But yeah. Now it's fine because I don't drink anymore. So yeah. I just smoke.
It's the exact opposite for me.
Oh, yeah?
Like, if I drink and if I, like, smoke a little bit of weed, it doesn't have to be that much. Like, the next day, I, like, won't even have a hangover or anything.
I like combining smoking and drinking, too, but...
Yeah, I love wine and bud for some apparent reason.
Yeah. Well, if I smoke first, I'm fine. But if I... we got two blunts going now.
We got two blunts.
This is, like,
cycling.
We're getting so good.
It's kind of like doing a braid.
Mm. Yeah. This is a good rotation. Holy shit.
It's still just burning on one side, though.
It's bugging me. You guys, this is intense.
That's not even her really coughing. It's just a sound effect that we have.
Yeah, we're just adding this.
We're just hitting the button.
Oh, we got some watermelon flavored paper.
Yeah, it's
blunt wrappers
good.
Right now. This is ridiculous.
Four Kings.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Shout out, our sponsor today is Four Kings.
Four Kings, our sponsor.
Wow.
Oh, man, I could use a sponsor. Hey, anybody out there want to sponsor us? Pretty soon we're going to be launching our Patreon account. What else we got? We're on Tumblr now. Ideas. Look us up, unless that's how you found us.
We're
going to
get a really big blimp and fly it over your town.
Yeah, we're going to just basically get a satellite-sized...
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, around the world. Like, can we just encase the world? Basically, we're going to hotbox the entire globe. We can all get high together.
It's kind of like global warming.
Yeah, but it'll be, like, globally
except
stoned.
No one will care.
Except
Yo,
no one will care.
So, if I'm on, like, Apple Music, iTunes, Pandora, Spotify, because I'm sponsored by them... No.
Oh my god.
I mean, I guess you can say whatever you want. Free country, right?
You're sponsored by them?
I should be, if I'm on there.
Oh. Yeah, but you're just, like, on there.
I know, we need to be sponsored since I'm on there.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
We're in the door, so, hey, where the sponsors at, yo? We ready.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. If anybody knows about this, but I just found out about an app last night. This app is changing my life in a really positive way.
Right.
Because it's connecting me to all these people that love weed all over the world. And if you haven't heard of it yet, it's called Mass Roots. Download it on your phone. Friend us on there. We're high ideas. And find some other friends, because there's some cool people out there.
Mm-hmm. Really, really pretty
y'all
pictures.
Y'all made me just want to drop a freestyle on y'all podcast. That's cool.
You want to do that? Yeah, that's cool. You can do
you
that.
You can freestyle.
All right.
We'll give you some time for that. Go ahead.
If y'all like help
feeling,
participate,
feeling inspired.
All I need y'all to say is kush. So I'm going to be like, all I need for breakfast is some coffee and some
kush.
Coffee and some
kush.
Coffee and some
kush.
All I need for breakfast is some coffee and some
kush.
Coffee and some
kush.
Coffee and some
kush.
Love, peace, and happiness. It's the hippie rules. Feeling good in the tie-dye shirt. Stuck to the couch, churning my mouth. Mind playing tricks, I guess this with the smoking ish about. Explosive motions, joints keep rolling. They don't know what level I'm on. Before I did this, I had a gravity bone.
Look at our laughter. It's so, like,
I know.
And, like, we're amazing.
I'm still not over watching all the squiggles when we talk.
Still
we
smoking.
Talk.
Still smoking.
Still smoking.
Staying strong here. You got this. Oh, I like you trade one blunt for the next. This is like, musical blunts.
It is. It's exactly like musical blunts, which is, you know,
my favorite game ever.
Yeah, from childhood.
Yeah.
You know? I loved that day in school.
Except it
blunts.
Sucks to be the kid without the blunt, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and then they're out, and they have to watch everybody else continue to play musical blunts.
I'm sorry, here, have this one.
Okay.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I'm digging this, getting connected out there in the world with the community.
With the weed community.
The weed community. It's definitely something that I knew existed before, but, like, I feel the world has been opened up. Like, where I didn't know any other skaters, let's say, in New Orleans, like, I only knew, like, two. But then, because they had been in it for so long, they opened up my world to all the other skaters.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's kind of like the same thing is happening now, like getting into this pot, excuse me, getting into this podcast is what I've been calling it because I am.
Like puns.
Yeah, I'm a punny bastard. But,
Cheech and Chong.
But yeah, no, because I have no shame whatsoever.
Word up.
Yeah. No, but this is definitely a way bigger community. I think there's a lot more pot smokers than roller skaters in the world.
Even oh, yeah,
I'm
for sure.
I'm gonna hit the blunt, man.
Yeah, but I never seen him on skates.
Wow.
He needs to come out about that. Someone should ask him. But, yeah. Like, have you ever roller skated?
Who?
Obama. And he'll be like, yeah, I roller skated. But then he asked Bill Clinton. He'll be like, well, I
but
put them on my feet.
Did you get cold on them? I'm thinking I'm about to get cold on the rollerblades, y'all. I think I'm about to be good.
You're
I'm
gonna
put my mind
blades?
To it and
yeah.
just really switch it up on them.
Do you want to join the skate squad?
Yeah, they're
yeah.
gonna be like, "Lord, he bought it back.
Skate,
I
yeah.
bought it back there. You gotta be moving quick, though. We gotta really be ahead of time, younger."
So I really wanted to ask, what kind of stuff do we want our like followers and our fans to send us? Because we have this email address now.
Honestly, I
want... And I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for somebody to send me something rad.
Honestly, I want our sciency listeners, when we go on our science rants, to send us, like, cool things that are related to alternate universes.
I think we just
or,
stick this in here.
Yeah, I agree. We're putting the road to the bowl. Always a good idea. You'll never burn your fingers in the bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Y'all fans of hip-hop music?
We listen to hip-hop.
Word.
Yeah.
I love all
That's
type
awesome,
of music,
dude.
Man. I love music in general.
I love music, too.
Yeah.
Music is a very, like... very important thing for human beings, I think, because of how our brains connect with it. Our memories are very attached with music. That's why when you hear a song, you think about, like, the first time you heard it or, like, a special time.
Yeah.
You know, it's always attached to a memory. It's just so close.
It's usually attached to a memory, and it's also a lot easier to remember than any other way of putting things together, like words, like when people are talking. It's really hard to recall a quote, but it's easy to recall a lyric. It's
right,
because
right.
you kind of sing song.
It's like why music is popular, but poetry isn't as popular.
Excuse
yeah.
y'all don't mind if I play like a song.
Well,
we can't play any songs on here like that.
Well,
if it's unless it's yours.
Yeah.
Is it yours?
Nah, it was just an old song.
We're not gonna play anybody else's music right now because our listeners wouldn't be able to hear it. We can't play it for them. I mean, we could tell them, like, hey, go listen to this on YouTube or something, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, we can tell them to do whatever we want. Yeah.
Oh, go fuck yourself. No, I'm just kidding. I love you guys.
Go fuck yourself gently.
Oh, yeah, make it good. Make it count.
And then give yourself a cuddle afterwards.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Crazy.
Oh man, you know what I've been really getting into? There's a lot of really rad, like, chick stoners out there on Tumblr. Really. I'm like, can we get one of those Tumblr stoner, like, chicks that are, like, out there, they love weed, and they're, like, really, really into these, like, intricate photo shoots or whatever that they do. There's some beautiful work out there, really. And I want some of these people to, like, be on this show one day.
Word.
You know what I mean?
What do they photograph? I haven't seen this. This is all...
well, some of the ones I've seen are, like, Just, like, bong rips and just, you know, just, like,
action shots.
Like, billows of smoke and, you know, like, stylized, but, like, you know, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Because, like, first of all, I know I started smoking, well, cigarettes or whatever, to, like, because the smoke is so, like, it was beautiful to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was an aesthetic thing, but, like, cigarette smoke look and feel and weight and everything is so different.
It just trails on up very lightly.
Yeah, then, like,
smoke,
marijuana.
Marijuana smoke kind of goes, clouds out, and then, like, disperses.
So you have, like,
kind of like a psh, and then cigarettes more like.
Yeah, so
you guys saw exactly what I did with my hands, don't lie.
Yeah, just close your eyes and imagine.
Imagine what I just did.
Now, just take a hit and exhale. You know what it looks like.
I think people just, like, love to love. I actually found a song. Crazy.
Your song?
One of mine, yeah.
Alright.
Alright, so this song, wait, can you tell us what it's called before you play it?
Yeah, sure, I'm sorry. That's a little, YouTube ad.
It's cool, just give us a little backstory.
Alright, it's a joint called Love. Made from an emotion, a vibe I ain't never want to lose, so I went to the studio and recorded it. So y'all get a chance to hear it on the podcast. Live from Damon Young.
Awesome.
Hello?
Hey, babe, you coming home tonight?
Nah, I'm in the studio.
Nice.
I
love
you. What up, Lil Jazzy? She love to call me Pappy. Oops, I mean daddy, I'm the man of her family. And love conquers all, so them haters can't stand me. Yeah, they really can't stand me. And it hurts, can the feeling get worse? See, love is pain, you can feel it in this verse. And I gotta make it work, like kill some flowers, a bubble bath shower, Victoria's Secrets, through the night hours. And I love not magic, baby, it's power. Make it interesting, get intimate, do synthesis. Yeah, they be feeling this like a workout. Sexy, bring them skirts out. Baby, you blessed like you born in the church house. A holy matrimony, no, they could bring the hearse out. Why? Cause you killing them, baby. I'ma say it again, you killing them, baby. Love, that's the thing about you. The way you make me feel like a dream come true. In love, I don't need no one else. The moments we spent speak for itself. In love, call me to help, cause I'ma hold you down. You don't need no one else. In love, we finally free. This a new beginning, so the mission complete. Love, you gorgeous, with a body like a drug. Mommy, I'm your artist, your conscience keep calling. Darling, love keep you high like the sky is falling. Welcome to the garden where the snakes is just heartless. Listen as I'm talking like a meeting in the office. Been aiming for your offense, you should put your all in. Give it what you got, it's a piece to the solving. Regardless, we gon' solve it, it's a part of the calling. Your heartbeat speaks, you should listen to the organ. We never fuss and fight, we take things with caution. Cause you the one that I love, match made in heaven, we fly like doves. And when we hit the scene, we light up nightclubs. Yeah, I tell her go, little mama. She never touched the world, I get the show for the drivers. She never touched the world, I get the show for the drivers. Love, that's the thing about you. The way you make me feel like a dream come true. In love, I don't need no one else. The moments we spent speak for itself. In love, call me to help, cause I'ma hold you down. You don't need no one else. In love, we finally free. This a new beginning, so the mission complete. Love.
That was Love by Damon Young.
Mm-hmm.
How y'all feeling after?
It was live, too.
Yeah,
at first,
y'all are listening.
He pulled out his phone. He's playing a recording. But then we got a live performance over the recording.
Wow.
Rapping live here in studio.
Yeah. You didn't love music.
You feel it.
Y'all didn't get to experience that because we turned it off. So I guess so that was just a private recording. Yeah. you're gonna get the track.
Which is why you should go check him out live.
You should definitely go see him live. It's a different experience.
Problem solved.
Tell him about your tour.
Yeah, February our college tour, Southeast states starting off with the colleges in the Southeast states, and who knows from there where it go. Yeah.
Sweet. All right. And that's starting in when? February?
Yeah. Of 2016.
Yeah, so February coming up. That's awesome. It's going to be good, man. Yeah. Get out there. You got that spirit, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
First stop, Southeast. Next stop, where?
Who knows? UK, somewhere? I don't know.
You want to go to UK?
I want to go everywhere.
You want to go everywhere?
The world.
Like, what do you...
I want to go like to this? Mars. Like, yo, let's go
you
to
wanna
Mars.
You want to do a show on Mars? That'd be sick.
Yeah, I want to rock out. Come up on the moon. Like, float down on the piece of a moon rock. I'm ready.
That's going to take some time, though.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, oh, we always late, man.
Yeah.
So, you know,
he's like 47 years late for this concert.
I guess I got to be ahead of time, you know.
What is time, anyway?
Yeah, actually, the album called Ahead of Time. That's the name of the album, Ahead of Time. You could listen to it free on YouTube. If you hashtag the Mind Young, so everything's free out here. But if you, you know, a true supporter, a fan, it's on Apple Music, Pandora, Spotify. If you just Google the Mind Young, you'll see. It's everywhere. It's spreading like water, man. Yeah.
It is everywhere. Yeah, we're working on that music video together still, man. It's coming out. It's going out good. I'm excited for it.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that before recording. And you're saying, well, it's a good thing for a music video. I'm like, anime part of it.
Word up.
Oh, I love animations. Yeah, I just like have a random animation in
it. You are a character, right, when you're shooting a video. You know, it's crazy to see the Mayan Young. The world finally get to meet the Mayan Young, man. Wow. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's all about, this world getting to know.
Yeah.
This world that we're creating right now.
Wow.
True. Yeah, I mean, this particular branch, I guess, that we're on, or whatever it is, of this experience that we're having. Like,
you never know what might happen with
madness.
This, man. It's crazy. Nowadays, the internet, like, really, you know, man, the internet is...
It's like a big bullhorn, so
you
like,
know,
it reaches further.
I just sometimes go on Google and chill in Egypt.
Right.
Oh, man,
what, do you, like, pull the person off of Google Earth and then you get the street view in Egypt?
Just walking around.
You know, I be chilling me.
It's like the prototype of virtual reality.
It's how you use it, yo.
I used to do that for sure. I would, like... go on walks in like Portland before I moved there.
Really?
I would go and see where I was gonna be staying.
That's so in depth.
Like
all I did was like a tarot card reading.
Yeah.
To guide me, and you use Google Maps. I should have been on your page. That would have been way more clear.
I just went back to Portland this year in March, and as soon as I got there, my friend picked me up, and he just fucking had a bowl ready for me as we were, like, driving back to wherever we were going, like, a bar or something.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, I was, like, almost moved to tears. I was just, like, oh, my God, he is amazing for doing this. You know, just, like, I just got off the plane from traveling. I'm tired. I'm, like, just need to unwind. But I'm excited because I'm back in the city I used to live in. And I'm seeing my friend. And then he's got a bowl for me. And I'm just, and it's, like, so good. I was so happy. It was incredible. You know, I'm just like, this is great. I'm back in Portland. And I have a bowl right here waiting for me to smoke it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a great homecoming kind of feeling, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I did more drinking. I don't remember even smoking.
Well, I remember when we'd stay with Seraphin, he had this roommate,
Robbie? Yeah.
With the
van.
That's
all he did.
All he did was
smoke.
Smoke
weed. He didn't have a job.
He had a van, though.
He did have a van.
It was a pretty sweet van. And, and he
had, I wish I had a van.
Weed all the time. And he would just... And I smoked pot with him before, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
I don't know if he did.
Was y'all fans of Beavers and Butthead? No, seriously. Like, that was
I like the movie, the Beavers and Butthead Do America.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
But you saw, like, the real life picture of it, dude.
Oh, what they look like in real life.
Oh, man. Oh, no, that's weird.
Like,
no,
they
need
to drop the movie. They, like, made the costume of them look so real.
That's crazy.
Like, if that be a movie, like, I'm giving a brilliant billion-dollar idea here because I'm a genius. If they give a movie of Beavis and Butthead, whoever does it, gonna be just, yeah.
So this is just my little 2 cents on that. Is that when Beavis and Butthead came out, it was a time when television was smarter. There's, like, less reality shows and stuff. And now I don't think we need to add to the idiocy of television.
Yeah.
But no.
By more Beavis and Butthead.
But wouldn't you watch The Humans?
I have to say,
I would not. Because I would have nightmares.
Yeah.
That's not my shit.
But it's not my shit.
I really
you
wouldn't like
try it out once.
I do like Mike Judge.
I might watch it for a little while, but I don't think I can get past their weird faces.
Word. The Big Bang.
Oh, yeah, that's intense.
Yeah, but if they did Beavis and Butthead live action, at least then maybe a live action Daria will finally be made, which
would
be pretty fucking sweet.
Hey, y'all, I can use one of y'all phones to pull up the picture.
I like the live action Daria.
Yeah, they did on, like, College
Humor,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the one with Aubrey Plaza. Right?
Yeah, she was.
That was pretty good.
I liked that. I like her, so I thought that.
She actually does a pretty good monotone, so I think she'd be a good Daria. She has a look of it too.
Yeah.
So I think that would work. So.
She does an amazing impression of that one chick.
No, don't put me on the spot. Don't put me on the spot.
Which one?
I forget her name. She's the. Captain of the fashion team.
Who, Quinn?
Not Quinn. Quinn's other friend, Stacy.
Oh.
Sandy.
Nice.
I'm not even joking. It's spot on.
Are you going to do it?
Am I on the spot right now?
Yeah, you are.
I feel like I'm going to fuck up, though.
It's okay. We'll just try it. Let's see what happens.
What do you want me to say?
You normally start with, like, come on, Gwyn, or...
Oh, Queen.
Yeah.
Like, but what do you want me to say?
Do one of her passive-aggressive comments. The
oh, Queen, I love how you can wear that.
I feel like it was spot on.
Yeah.
Nice. I always like trying to do voices, but...
I wish doing impressions.
I love making weird, funny voices. If you guys didn't notice from, like, the last time where I lost
oh,
my
Oh, when you lost
your mind,
you did
mind.
A prayer to Mother...
Yeah, like, I did the prayer to Mother Mary. I hope we gained listeners because of that, because I'm kind of, like, a weirdo. I was like, should I leave this in or take it out? Charmos is like, you're leaving it in. I'm like, no,
you know
please
what,
let me take it out.
You know what
Whatever,
you had in...
Fuck it. I did it. It happened, you guys. It happened, and it's real, and you guys heard it.
You know,
I have lost my mind.
You know what?
Skydive?
Do you want to go skydiving?
Who would it?
Skydiving?
Yeah.
I'll go. I almost did it the last time I was in North Carolina.
I don't want to do that. I want to check that in on my bucket list.
You
want to
go
skydiving?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it. Fuck it.
You guys,
I mean, worst case scenario is it's your last bad decision.
I think I'll just be rapping. Like, I think I'll just be rapping while I'm going down.
Nice.
I'm the leader of the new school and now
I heard that you piss yourself. A lot of people that have done it told me that like they pissed themselves like the first two times they did it.
Really?
Yeah.
Listen to the dude.
Doesn't that suck for the dude that you're like strapped to?
Oh my god. You're in front of him though when it's you.
But the
wind,
so your piss is going up right now.
But you're in that like full body suit. I feel like it would just trap it all and like it would get all over you. Yeah.
Like, God, body. I'm
they're probably
the
used to it, being a diving
like,
instructor.
Damon, you're like
money.
On a completely different level.
Yeah. This is like two podcasts. They're like, wait, do I have two playing at once? And then
yeah,
like, checking
I'm
their...
sorry, guys. That must be very confusing when there's like all four of us talking at the same time.
I just.
And then we have background music.
Yeah, wow. What the hell's happening?
There's it sounded background like music, background music. Wow, good one. Good call, bro.
Is it? Do you have a triangle somewhere?
It's background music, yo.
I like triangles.
Like the musical instrument?
Yeah,
the like the ting 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 ting.
I'm really in.
I wasn't even there. I had no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that either, but I do like them. Why not? Triangles, fuck yeah. Why not? I love it. Anything that makes a noise.
So everything
except for babies
or Donald Trump.
Okay, true. Fine. I'll go that far.
Yeah.
Okay, actually no, I hate cell phones. I hate like cell phone sounds.
But they can make so many new sounds now.
I know, but even if it's a song I really like and I make it my ringtone, eventually I'm going to hate it because I hate getting phone calls.
That's such a weird pet peeve.
I might as well just keep everything on silent or vibrate. I can't deal with sounds.
I love sound, unless it's my cell phone, then I hate it.
That's what I'm saying. I love sound except for cell phone noises. I think it's because each notification, it really, like, gets me.
I actually
if I hear a noise and I'm like, oh my god, that's, like, the sound for Instagram. I gotta go check it. I probably got a like or a follower. Like, I gotta know.
I can kind of almost relate to that because I really hate, you know that really, like, nasal singing that came out in all rock songs in, like, early 2000s?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I love it when it's the nasal singing from, like, the 90s. Like, Our Lady Peace and stuff. But, like, I hate Puddle of Mud.
Alright, I feel you. Yeah.
So, it's like, I hate it unless they're doing it here.
Where you from, bro?
Oliver.
Where?
I was born in California, but I was raised in North Carolina.
Yeah, I've been in California before. Pretty beautiful weather.
I barely remember. I moved when I was 8.
Well, I was around at like 13, so around the time I'll be everywhere quick. But yeah.
I was probably still gone. How old are you?
25.
Yeah, I was like way gone before you.
Wow.
Peach is our oldest guest so far.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I always just assume I'm the oldest guest.
You're second oldest.
Oh, okay.
How old are you?
But I'm not even a guest. I'm
co-host.
A regular. I'm a host. Co-host. Co-hosting.
We're both hosts,
which makes it
just make a new title, the co-guest host.
We're just podcasters. I like that.
Fine, keep it simple.
Can we just be podcasters? Can that be a thing? I'm making that hashtag. Yeah, if you go hashtag high Diaz on anything, you'll find us. You'll start to see us. We're out there. I'm trying, you guys. I don't know. I'm just trying to get this social media thing done.
Yeah, we definitely
I have a
to go
book.
Global.
It might not help, though.
Hell
Good
yeah.
Money Global.
I have a book on, like, social selling, how to use, like, social media to, like, sell, like, a product. You could probably translate it to an idea too.
Wow.
Nice.
I've read it, but like I can't retain any of the knowledge because I haven't done anything involving it.
Source?
That's awesome.
But I'll let you borrow it if you want.
Sure. Sounds great. I love it. I always do research and read about that kind of stuff because basically like technology and everything and the way that the world is working is not the way that the world was working. And it's evolving in different ways, and you gotta kind of keep up with it. You know, you can't just be like, oh, I only know how to use Facebook, so that's what I'm gonna stick with. You have to kind of be like, what's the new thing? What are people into these days? What are the different platforms that I can use, and how can I use them? What are they good for? Like, don't just get onto every fucking thing if you can't handle getting onto every fucking thing for no reason. But find, like, where where you're going to find your people and, you know, figure out your medium, too. Because, like, if you're trying to just show images and stuff like that, then obviously, like, something like Instagram is going to be great for you. Or Tumblr is great. Tumblr is, like, basically kind of like having a blog, too.
Yeah. The Mass thing.
Oh, yeah, Mass Roots. That's the one I just found. Oh, it's pretty good.
It's good for images.
It's good for images, but it's, like, all just weed.
That.
You're making so much noise over there, Jamon. Don't you know we're recording a podcast? What the hell, man?
Yeah, man.
Have you ever been in the studio before?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I'm like, you
His ass is in the air right now. I feel like I need, like, a...
I'm like, Martin, what's the guy on
it?
Martin?
Mm-hmm.
The guy who always mess up sometimes on Martin Lawrence. So, what is his name?
That's you?
Yeah, I'm him right now. I'm sorry, y'all. Had to charge up.
Gotta charge your phone. You said you had something from the memo today.
Are you ready for that? Are we dipping into the memo already? So soon?
Well, we don't have to. We can just take a break and let these kids listen to some groovy tunes.
You guys want groovy tunes? Super groovy?
Yeah.
Your charge, bro. What you want to listen to?
You know what? It's time for a message from our sponsor.
Yeah.
Come back, I feel so thrilled because I know, like, that, I don't know, like, that we're just getting deeper and deeper into something. I don't know what kind of crazy shit that's gonna come out of our mouths, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, it's interesting.
It's really cool because, I mean, we set the whole vibe first by skating, which ironically gives you some energy.
Yeah, it does. Like. It gives you the endorphins.
You're a little bit buzzed off of it.
Yeah,
and then,
definitely.
And we bring all that skating high, and then we just combine it with more high. And then
get
higher
and higher and higher.
and then yeah, we can bond from like way up high.
Bond. Charmosa bond.
Really?
I guess it doesn't work that way. I don't know, man. I was trying something, but I don't think that Charmosa is a bond. I think Charmosa is probably more of like...
I would be more like... what would I be?
Dr. Herbert West.
Dr. Herbert West. Reanimator.
Okay.
Charmosa West.
Dr. Charmosa West. That's got a ring to it. I like it. I like it a lot.
Doctor.
But you're also Charmosa. Charlantro.
Yeah.
Brew Assassin Skate Squad.
Yeah.
I don't even. I think I'm gonna, for Halloween, I'm just gonna be
the Armadilla.
Bumbledilla. I'll be the Armadilla. I'm gonna be the Armadilla.
The tortilla
Armadilla Killer or something.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna like lacquer some like. Or stick like
tortillas.
Corn tortillas all over myself, like lacquered them,
but layered
them,
like an armadillo.
Yeah, layered
back.
Like an armadillo armor.
But it's armor.
I'm gonna make armor out of corn tortillas.
Not to get off topic, but are there armadillos here?
Yeah, I believe they are, but I've only seen them like killed on the street.
When I moved to Missouri, I started seeing armadillos, and they're always dead.
Yeah, and
I saw like one alive one.
I think I've seen an alive one like in a place, like maybe
they're like a reverse ninja.
I was riding up Fillmore.
Because if you see a ninja, you're dead. And if you see armadillo, they're dead.
I was riding up Fillmore. I look over. I see a cat and a raccoon walking together like brother and sister, sister and sister, or brother and brother, or whatever. That tripped me out. I'm like, wow.
A raccoon and a cat?
And a cat walking together.
They're pretty similar.
Or is it a possum?
Maybe a possum. Because
I remember you telling me that before, and I think you said it was a possum.
Possum.
It was? Yeah.
White face?
Yeah.
Possum.
Like the teeth, the kind of long.
Possum. Wait.
They got like a tail.
Yeah. They got a rat tail. Possum.
Yeah, well, they're nocturnal
possum.
As well,
yeah, it's a possum.
Aren't they?
So I'm sorry, a possum
I guess they
and
all
a cat walking
are.
Together. I like.
That's
like it.
That's funny.
I had to put the shine on them, so like I bright lighted it, and I guess the guy was like, "Hey, what are you doing?" So he went his own way. Then he just broke out in his house. I'm like, "All right, my bad. I just never saw that before."
I saw something kind of related that gave me the feels one time. It was the last time I came here, and I left, and my motorcycle broke down in Little Rock, and I had to wait, like, 4 hours for my dad to come get me. But I was, like, trying to sleep in the park, and I saw this, like, punk guy, right? Like, he had, like, the
Punky McPunk.
Yeah, like, mohawk, like, stereotypical punk, right?
Straight up punk.
Was walking down the road, and then, like, some other, like, soccer dad kind of dude, like, was walking on the other side of the road, and their dogs were, like, trying to hang out. So, like, the soccer dad crossed the street so their dogs could hang out for a second. And I'm like, I never thought I'd see that. But it totes happened.
Bonding over
dogs.
Dogs
bring
puppy
people
together.
Right?
Yeah.
And the dogs loved each other. They were just having a great time. And I saw the guy, didn't hear what they were talking about, but, like, they shook hands and stuff. And
yeah, that's great.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. I think that's beautiful.
Puppy love.
But I was also, like really tired for being on the road for 2 days. So
it's like one of those
I could have
things.
Hallucinated the whole thing.
It's okay. What is reality, right? That's what you say every show.
Infinite reality is real. It happens somewhere
even
at some time.
If it didn't happen in this universe, it happened in another one, probably.
Oh, did I? Because I just met you today, so I don't think I ever told you this. Like,
no,
I heard this
me.
Thing where scientists. It's not really a like a theory or anything, but some scientists kind of think that like ghosts and stuff is like kind of like a parallel dimension that kind of like wormholes close enough to like see through.
Yeah.
So like I kind of have a theory that a lot of like crazy people or hallucinations are really just like you being able to see through like the layer between the two dimensions.
Yeah. I've often thought that myself without any particular scientific.
Yeah.
Thing, but
well, there's that one thing whenever like you
I have a lot of ideas. That's why
yeah.
that's why we have the show.
I think
yeah.
we come from beyond.
Yeah.
Well, like whenever you do hallucinogens, like the reason why things move is because it breaks that there's a thing your brain kind of like instinctively like corrects the light waves that are getting in through your eyeballs and everything. It kind of disrupts that ability. So when you see things moving when you're on acid or something, that's the way it's supposed to look.
That's
your brain
terrifying
just fixes
because
it.
When I was on acid, I saw like a kind of a ship. It was like a pirate ship in the sky, going over the house into the sun. And it kind of, like, melted when it got to the sun. So that was cool.
I've seen some pretty freaky shit. But honestly, my favorite thing that I see isn't full-on hallucinations. It's just that when you look at an object and it kind of looks like it's moving. Like, I remember when I went into a bathroom and there was a girl's hairbrush by the sink, and it was one of those ones that are plasticky with a little ball on top, and it was moving around like an underwater sea anemone, and I'm just like, look at you. I mean, you do that all the time. And it's just whenever I look directly at you, you're like, oh, not me. And then it starts moving again. And it was cool. I had this rose pattern on my dress that I was wearing, and it looked like the roses were not squirming about like the sea anemone, but like breathing. So it looked like I was but the way that it sort of swelled and then went back down the roses, it looked like they're breathing, and it was really beautiful. Mm. And I love stuff like that. That's a little bit more subtle, and it makes you think, "Why? But that's doing that all the time, and I just never really paid attention."
Yeah,
I never done the acid, but like I smoked a whole lot of bud, and I got some edibles, and I was like stuck to the couch, but I finally made it from the couch, made it up. I was living at a condo uptown off of Calhoun Street at the time in New Orleans, like college days, so I went up to my spot, laid down, and as I was trying to get up, someone was like, "Get up, oh, your friend's here, you know, we partying, get up," and I kind of like came out and I saw myself laying down and I'm like, "Hold up, what's going on here?" And I like, I don't want to get out. No, give me a chance. I love you, man. Please let me get back in there. I know I have a purpose or something. So I kind of went back in and I'm here today. It was crazy, though.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of sleep paralysis.
Oh, yeah, ever had that? Right?
Yeah,
pretty awful.
I've had like false awakenings when I would be
that had to be a crazy
thinking
thing.
I was awake, but actually I was still sleeping, but I couldn't move.
Yeah,
and yeah, it was really weird.
That's like sleep paralysis.
Yeah, that's what sleep paralysis like.
Yeah, but I haven't ever had it where I was awake and unable to move, which I have friends that have that sleep paralysis where you are awake, but you can't move because your body is still inhibiting your movements. I don't have that. Yeah. No, I haven't had that. Like, I haven't ever gotten to that stage of it. Thankfully, the most that I have ever had was, just a series of false awakenings where it was just like 10 different fucking layers of me trying to wake myself up and not being able to move. I could talk and I could do, I don't know, it was weird. It was like I couldn't do much. I was like laying in my bed. Mm-hmm. I couldn't move. I was really heavy, but I could kind of talk to my roommate. And the weird thing is my sophomore year of college. And I just, like, thought she was there. Like, I had conversations with her because I woke up, she was there. When I woke up, actually, finally, oh my God, it's such, like, a relief when you finally wake up, or at least you think you do, but maybe you're just, like, in another reality and you get stuck. You keep getting stuck in the ones, and you're like, that's not the right reality, that's not the right one, I need to wake up in the proper one. But I woke up, and she wasn't there at all. Like, she had already left, you know, to go to class or whatever. Mm. So I, like, had all the things that I said to her, all those things that she's, the advice that she gave me.
It was really you.
It was
you.
All just me.
Yeah.
Being her in my head. Yeah, she told me, I remember she said, "Well, maybe you're just dreaming."
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Wow.
Yeah. She's, because I was like, "Katie, I can't move, you know?"
I had that experience before.
Yeah.
I love it when you wake up and it makes you feel good about yourself because you realize that since it was a dream, you're like, awesome thing that someone else said that was smart and intelligent, that was me, that wasn't someone else.
Yeah.
I don't know, I get excited when I have that thought, I don't know how.
That's cool, I like that. That just came over me. I think I learned so much from my dreams that, I do. I've, like, become, when I can remember them, you know, like, I learn that the world is a strange place and that I'm one of the strangers in it.
yeah.
And I definitely can see how my subconscious brain tries to communicate with me. In certain ways,
and you learn a lot from your subconscious.
Yeah,
that's
it's there for you to, because it notices a lot more than we know that we are.
Your subconscious can help you better than other people can help you. I'm pretty sure.
It's like, hey, they're like that. If anything, that's God. You know what I mean? Like
you're all God, listeners. If you think you're God,
you're God. You're all God. If you think you're God, you're right. That's it. There you go. That's it.
I just kind of think the serial killer is going to come out because of that.
Oh, yeah. So if you are a serial killer and you think you're gone... We're due for another one,
maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, like...
We haven't had that many since the 80s.
That's not exactly what we're saying. I think that our listeners understand what we're saying, though. Because that's just the kind of people that we have.
Yeah.
They know.
Mm-hmm. They know.
The vibe is there. The vibe is out there. It's like... You're connecting with us. We're connecting with you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel, like, you can feel us. We can feel you just the same, like, we can feel each other in this room right now.
Like, you know how your body have, like, cells, organs, different stuff, right? Just mm-hmm. check it out. Concept. I think that's how, like, God is with the whole entire universe, everything.
Yeah.
Like, we like a body, you know, like, made in that image. So, it's like that, like, we could be, like, the smallest figment on them or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But
we're all part of it.
Yeah, a part of that big thing. That's what make us all that, you know what I'm
saying? That's what made Power Rangers so popular.
Oh, no,
it mimics the God.
And just Transformers.
Power Rangers.
Transformers, all kinds of stuff, you know?
A part of the God.
That's right. Tight, you know? No, I love astrology and stuff.
I can see, I believe that like, God, yeah, for sure, like, energy, like matter, that's God. Like everything that is made up,
trees, everything
that the universe is made up of is God.
Right.
Like even that's why I get kind of sad about certain things. Like, and that's why certain things are, like, causing trouble in our world, because they're like, that's God too, but it's locked inside of like these, like, plastic and whatever kind of shit like that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it doesn't mean anything in like the viewpoint of like infinity. It just matters for the smudge that we are here existing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's weird because it's like, well, I do care, but then at the same time it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird perspective to have, but that's like my new perspective on life.
Yeah, I think it's conflicting. The only
way. It's very conflicting and so some crazy shit. How do you reconcile like having conflicting beliefs in the world? I don't know.
Oh, well, everybody's a hypocrite, so...
Oh, I guess, yeah.
Same way anyone get, like...
Like, I'm telling
you. Just about any, especially, like, Old Testament versus New Testament, that conflicts right there.
And we really don't know. We just learning every day.
We don't know nothing. Just kidding, we know everything.
I know how to do cartwheels.
Yeah, I totally know everything. Oh, yeah, I love doing cartwheels. Cartwheels are so fun. I like if it's a day where I do some cartwheels, I know it's like a good day.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
That's kind of me every day. Now that I think about it.
Well, I want to do cartwheels every day. I should. I really
You should.
I should do them every day. You're right. I'm going to
You should
make
have
that.
A healthy amount of cartwheels in your diet.
I'm going to start doing cartwheels too.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing cartwheels.
How big is a serving?
Serving of cartwheels?
Yeah.
I think you need you need one cartwheel, and then after you do one, then you need two more.
So is
yeah,
starting
but you don't
me?
Don't cartwheel like 45 minutes before you go swimming though.
or 45 minutes after swimming.
Yeah.
Or during swimming.
Actually, cartwheeling during swimming sounds fun.
It's not possible.
Yeah, it's a little more complicated.
Well, we haven't been able to pull it off. If it's possible, I want a video.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Because you kind of just like you'll start the cartwheel and then like you'll float afterwards.
Yeah.
Like your legs don't like touch the bottom.
Yeah, you gotta swim down for a handstand kind of dealy.
Yeah, but that's just a handstand and then falling over.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
That's a front handspring. Except there's no spring. It's a front hand dump.
Sounds awful.
It does, isn't it? I just packed a bowl though, and it's a present for you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy October 21st.
Oh, yay! It's Wednesday now. It was Wednesday for a little while, but.
We stress.
We have the best lives, you guys. We do. We're lucky. We're so lucky.
We are very, very fortunate.
All we do is just sit here, smoke weed, and mm-hmm. love each other. Like, be good friends and love the world. That's it. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, that's really all it's about. Some of those words, not in that order. What is it? That's what it's all about.
That's all what it's about.
Okay.
Hashtag that's all what it's about.
I have a memo. I can't remember how crazy
it gets. You said you were going to read a memo.
I could do it today, or I can't do it next week. I won't be here. I'll be in Mexico, guys. Don't
no,
be too jealous.
No, Shalessa's going to Mexico next week. Well, we're going to have...
I'll be back the week after if I'm not in Mexican jail.
We're going to have a mystery guest next week. Mystery host. Stay tuned.
Who do you think it is? Vote in.
Yeah, write us at hiideas@yahoo.com. I gotta say Yahoo account because I decided to go old school.
I still say it should have been burrito@assassins.com.
Burrito@assassins.com is an amazing email address. And if we ever get that, it'll be like... High five central. For sure. I believe.
High five central sounds like a really cool place.
It's a great place to be.
So mine is kind of like work related, honestly. It was, we actually touched on this earlier today. Me and Peishi did. I said, oh, I wrote about this. So I did a bunch of, I got a bunch of stuff done this morning, starting really early. Like, since 8 a.m. And after I did all that stuff I needed to do, I kind of had a moment where I wanted to write down some ideas. Are you guys ready for this? It does get real. You guys know. You guys already know already. Memo pad gets real.
The memo pad is the realest. So bring it.
Okay.
We want it.
All right.
Let's feel it.
I need to get this feeling back, because I wrote this with feeling, but for all the dream chasing people do, there's a lot of staying in place. Everybody out there in corporate America, and I know this from experience, everybody wants that rags to riches story. So even when they work themselves half to death for years with no discernible improvement, still broke, they're still tired, and they still got no recognition, they'll still hang in there. No one wants to concede that they've wasted years of backbreaking work chasing smoke, chasing something that they'll never have, especially when all the people around them who have what they want are encouraging them to stay. Don't quit now, I was just like you once. There's whole business models out there based on overworking young hopefuls and keeping them from quitting. It's a real thing. The truth is that most of our stories aren't going to be rags to riches. They're going to be rags to rags. And not even like different rags, but the same fucking rags it always had. And it's weird how even among the equally poor, there's ways that we try to outclass each other. Like, I traveled a lot because I didn't really like my hometown and I always wanted to travel. But for all my vagabonding around, am I really any more experienced than someone who stayed put? Or is my experience just different? People who settle down are often looked down on, like they never got out of their hometown, they never made it anywhere. But they're the ones who get involved in the community. They know everybody, they can influence the laws and the events that happen there. And isn't a constant traveler really like a perpetual tourist? Benefiting from those we look down on for never getting out, but the ones who made it the place that we wanted to go. So it's strange how we judge failure overall. And it creates unnecessary pressure on those whose path doesn't lead to the same pot of gold that we're after. So I don't think we should look at how far someone got from where they started geographically, financially, or even romantically with the marriage and the kids pressure that people put on. but I think we should just look at the person and judge them for how they fucking are. Like, maybe they were fine where they started, and all the growth that they've been through is the kind that you can't really measure. So, chasing rags-to-riches dreams creates more misery than joy. I suffered for having chased it for years. And I feel like while it did show me just how much shit I was capable of taking, which is a lot, it delayed my growth more than anything. I feel like because I wasn't happy until after I quit, it's really hard to grow if you don't have happiness or at least some peace in your life, in your everyday life. So you end up reflecting those around you. And I found that my normally understanding and kind nature was bending towards a more rigid, mean, and judgmental mindset. The kind that corporations operate on. It's a different set of logic. So becoming one with the machine. We already have robots taking over the world in bad sci-fi movies, but they're flesh and blood, they're here, it's us. But their operating system has been reprogrammed with the American Dream virus, seeking power and money with cognitive dissonance.
That's what I never had. Woo!
I told you it got kind of real.
Damn.
VR.
I don't even know where to start with that. I'm serious. I mean, I love it. It's just like, I understand something very recently, I think, with all of this emotional shit that I've been going through, which is that if you have no hope, then what do you have? So you have, like, that you have to create a belief system that allows you to have hope and faith in something that, even if you know, like, for me, like, I create my beliefs, but I know, like, I know that I make up the shit that I believe, but I'm like, whatever, like, I can make anything happen because possibilities are endless. So if I believe that it's true, then it's true to me, and that's what's gonna happen. And, like, yeah, it's fucked up because if you do really fully believe that and then it doesn't happen, it's gonna completely, you know, wipe out your whole foundation. But for me, I think of everything as a joke because I think life is a fucking sick joke.
Yeah, we talked about that sick joke.
Yeah.
I think like the second one.
So it doesn't matter because I know my beliefs are made up, you know, because everything is made up. Life is what you make it. So I can just make up whatever the fuck I want. I can have, like, blue hair. Like, I can pretend I'm a vampire. I can, like, get fangs made. I can do whatever I want in this life because it is my life and it is all that I am aware of, conscious of having. So that's freedom, right? Like, everybody should have the ability to just be that free, to feel that freedom.
In the spirit of Halloween coming up, or is happening now as we're podcasting in the future.
Yeah, it should be, probably is Halloween, to be honest. But,
yeah.
I guess Halloween will be, like...
So following that theme.
Coming up.
And following your thought, dream it, don't be it. Or be it, don't dream it.
Yes. Sorry, be it.
Be it,
don't dream it. But I'm not saying, no, just be, yeah, live your dream, like, be it, totally, exactly that. It's so funny because every single thing that I am passionate about right now is a secret desire that I had held in my heart since I was young. But it was not until very recently that I started to realize, dude, I can't put this off anymore, like, this is something that I love. Why am I not doing it? So, you know, just one foot in front of the other. Like, it's scary to just jump into stuff. But we just started making a podcast. And here we are.
Yeah.
Episode 5 now. Still going hard at this podcast and loving every moment of it. And, like, it's terrifying to put your voice out there and to know, like we talked about that last week, too. Mm-hmm. You know, we're out there now, like, being vulnerable with y'all and trying to connect to each other, but in a greater way. Yeah. I didn't find what I was looking for. So that's all I got. I will impart
I'll impart that. No, that's all, like, we'll pull in from the Amari Vaults next week.
To tune in. I mean, yeah, for sure. I'm sure I could, like, find something in there to read. Let's take a quick break, and I'll have, like, a quick look and see if I can get y'all something to read for me. If not, I'll just freestyle it,
you guys
too.
Be good, and say trick or treat, and you might get a treat, but we might trick you instead.
Uh-oh. Who knows? What's it gonna be?
Story.
Yeah, I wrote this a couple years ago. Let's see, January. I wrote this in the beginning of the year of 2013. But it was about a dream that I had. I've been watching a lot of Doctor Who, so I think it was influenced by watching that. I had a dream about a monster. It was very like one from Doctor Who. You can feel it, but if you look at it, you're soon dead. The challenge is killing something you can't look at. The creature can make itself appear as anything. In my dream, it was a stuffed doll that looked like a Frankenstein monster, purple head, gray body, but also transformed into several shapes, including human. Apparently the way to defeat it is to break it apart into pieces. Once I killed it by slamming myself back into it, causing it to shatter a mirror on the wall. So I imagine that the mirror saw it and trapped it, and I broke the image of it. I guess that means if you look at it, images of it get trapped inside you. I'm not sure what happens to you if it does. I think it absorbs your memory and energy, so you slowly fade away. I also killed another one with a sword, but I had to fight with my back to it or my eyes closed. The creature can only harm you through your eyes. For instance, I was sitting at a table with people after we thought we had gotten rid of all the monsters, and I could feel it behind me breathing on the back of my neck and my ear, and then hear it. It would obviously try to get my attention in a way I would look at it. It can't just grab my head and make me look, because it can only manifest in one sense at a time. You can feel it, hear it, smell it, see it, or even taste it, but never more than one sense can be affected or manifest. The creature needs to be seen in order to enter a host and take control of it. It consumes bits of a person. Depending on how hungry it is, you can last seconds or days. The older you are, the longer it takes them to absorb you, but only to a point. It's based on memories and experience. They don't generally go after children because they lack all of that. To them, it would be like eating a single grain of rice. Once a fading sense, which is what I call them, has been seen, the memory of it is imprinted. It works its way through your mind, absorbing all of your memories. First to go is your short-term memory, and on until your last memory left is your first memory made. Why a fading sense is so hard to kill? It must be seen to be destroyed. If you look at it, it can absorb you. The trick is to see it without using your eyes, so if you can feel it by touching it, then you can break it apart. Other ways, you can see it with a mirror or a video camera. Indirect images don't have the ability to absorb you, but they can be tricky because a fading sense may momentarily vanish, only to appear again. If that were to happen, then you see them reappear. They have made themselves into the image. In other words, they are the image of their image in the mirror. But they cannot be both. You have a rare moment in this case. A
If they suddenly disappear, close your eyes and smash whatever it is. That's the surest and most dangerous way to rid yourself of a fading sense.
So now you guys know how to take care of a fading sense in case you ever come across one. Hope you enjoyed that, my half-baked story.
And that was a
creative.
It was a dream, but
a scary monster, honestly.
Yeah.
That would be a pretty scary monster.
It was terrifying. I experienced it. I fought two of them. In my dream.
Badass.
It was intense, trust me.
Badass Dream Amari.
Yeah.
You guys have met Dream Amari before. She's very badass.
Yeah, Dream Amari is trippy shit.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of dreams,
we're about to get to some real dreams. I mean, like, not even collective dreams. Not this. Well, okay, you guys can send dream mail if you want. We're still waiting.
Yeah.
Did you get any?
I did not get any dream mail. It's a little bit disappointed.
Yeah. I think I might have got one, but it was not, it was for someone else.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like...
You got dream spammed?
Yeah. But we'll try again. We'll try again next.
Yeah,
next
send
week.
Us legitimate dream fan mail.
We'll know if you didn't. Yeah, we'll know. We're there. Always there.
We're always in dreamland.
All right, peace, y'all. This has been Amari Indigo.
And Sharmosa. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Have a great... end of October.
Yes.
Wah, 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 wah. Is that... That's not my sound, is it?
The mamas?
The mwah, 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 mwah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Bye.
'Cause did you say humbling?
Yeah. Humble.
You're humble and on your phone.
Oh, okay.
All the time.
I'm like, is humbling a thing that you do? Is that another like website? Are we gonna
be
on fire
tight.
Today?
Alright, we're gonna
It's
be on
like
fire.
Tumblr for Amish people.